So as you know, we are closing in on Christmas, and there's a couple things that I really like. If you've been with us for a while, you know that I really like Disney stuff, especially Mickey Mouse stuff, especially vintage Mickey Mouse stuff. Ah! So when I saw this book, Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse Flies the Christmas Mail, as told by Annie North Bedford and illustrated by the Walt Disney Studio and adapted by Julius Svenston and Neil Boyd. You know, friends, I jumped right to it and I had to have it. So, without any further ado, that is today's story. Mickey Mouse Flies the Christmas Mail. And today's story is read by Mommy and... Achoo? I've never heard that one before.
Achoo.
The timing on that was so cute. All right, fair enough. Mommy and Achoo. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Mickey Mouse hung onto the control stick of his little plane as the big wind spun it about.
Phew, said Mickey to himself. I can see why they don't use many of these little planes anymore for flying the mail. This wind is stronger than the plane.
Mickey had not expected to be out in the storm on Christmas Eve. He had planned to be safe at home with Minnie Mouse and Morty and Ferdy, their nephews. They would all read a Christmas story together and hang up their stockings by the fireplace and go off early to bed. That was Mickey's plan. But then the airport called.
Mickey, said the man at the airport, we're in a jam. The big mail plane is delayed. It won't stop here. We have a big load of Christmas mail. Could you fly it out for us?
Well, you know, it just occurred to me. If you're sending a letter on Christmas to someone, who do you think it's going to?
Santa?
Oh my goodness, is he going to have to fly this all the way to the North Pole? In that tiny little airplane that he's got? I'm very concerned. Let's see what happens. Mickey thought of all that Christmas mail lying at the airport over Christmas. He thought of the mothers and daddies and children waiting for it.
Of course, he said.
And so he bundled up and said goodbye to Minnie and the boys, and away he went. Do you know what we call that? That's called putting others before yourself. Now, Mickey could have said, no, I'm not going out in the cold, in the snow, on Christmas. I'm going to choose to be with my family and put myself first. I don't want to be uncomfortable, and I don't want to be out in the cold. I want to be at home. But that's not the kind of person Mickey is. He doesn't mind putting himself in an uncomfortable situation to bring joy to others. And that is a hero, isn't it?
Santa will get the letter and I'll be like, ooh, thank you, Mickey.
Let's see.
I'll give Mickey candy canes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Now, here he was in his little plane being blown about by this biggest of all Christmas Eve storms. He tried to work his radio, but no beep, beep radio beam came through. Rubbed his hands across the window, but there was nothing to be seen but blowing snow. Not a sign of light below, said Mickey to himself. I guess I've been blown way off my course. I wonder where in the world I am. Mickey got out his compass. At least the needle will point north, he thought. I'll know which way I'm flying. But the needle of the compass did not point at all. It spun around as fast as it could, and it seemed to want to point straight down.
That's funny, said Mickey. It doesn't seem to be broken. But the way it's acting, to make any sense, I'd have to be right over the North Pole.
And in the picture,
oh, yeah.
We can see that he is. Just then, the wind began to die down. The snowflakes fell away from Mickey's window. He could see a great stretch of snow below him. And in the middle of the snow, field lights were shining as bright as the stars in the sky.
"Well," said Mickey, and he sighed with relief. "It's about time. My gas is almost gone. I guess I'd better land on that smooth snow."
So down glided Mickey, as neat as you please, to a 3-point landing on the snow. Before he could open the door of the plane, little figures came running from the lighted house. They were not men, but round little elves, all dressed in warm, furry suits. In the picture, we can see the warm, lighted house, and it looks an awful lot like, dare I say, Santa's workshop? I think I shall.
"Welcome," they cried, "whoever you are."
Then as Mickey stepped out into their lantern beams, they all cried together,
"Why, it's Mickey Mouse!"
Mickey was certainly surprised at that.
How do you know?" he cried. "Who are you? And where am I, if I may ask?"
"Who are we?"
the little elves chuckled and laughed.
"Why, we're Santa's elves, of course. And where are you? Why, you're at the North Pole. And there is Santa Claus's house."
"What?" Then they led him over the crunchy, sparkling snow right up to Santa Claus's door. And there was Mrs. Santa Claus herself, waiting to welcome him in.
"Come right in, Mickey Mouse," she said, "and sit down here beside the fire. I'll bring you some cookies and milk."
I would love to have cookies and milk from Mrs. Claus. Do you think that might be the best cookies and milk of your life? I think it must be.
"Thank you," said Mickey. "I guess I could stop a moment, but I must fill the plane with gas and be on my way again. I have a load of Christmas mail to deliver tonight, you see." "Gas,"
said the elves, and their smiles faded.
"Dear, dear. We have none of that here."
"But
how about Santa Claus's old sleigh, boys?"
Mrs. Santa Claus said.
"And all the retired reindeer are out in the barn. I'm certain they'd be glad to make the trip."
Out dashed the elves. And when Mickey Mouse had finished his cookies and milk beside the fire, they dashed back in with good news.
"Santa's old sleigh is waiting at the door, loaded with your Christmas mail,"
they said. Is he going to get to fly Santa's old sleigh with the reindeer to deliver the mail, like Santa Claus would? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Okay.
"We gave Santa a new sleigh as a surprise this year,"
Mrs. Santa Claus explained.
"He's using it for the first time tonight. Isn't he lucky? So the old one is here, and the retired reindeer are all hitched up."
"Yes,"
said the elves.
"They're delighted to go, and two of us will ride along to show you the way."
So off went Mickey Mouse in Santa Claus's own sleigh, and he and the elves flew faster than the wind behind those reindeer's flying heels. They delivered all that Christmas mail.
Uh-oh.
Why are you saying uh-oh?
Because what if the mail falls down into the fire?
Oh, you mean in the chimneys? If there's like, I'm pretty sure there's a magic that happens when things go down in the chimney so that they don't get burned up. I have a feeling that there's a Christmas magic. Now, let's see. They delivered all that Christmas mail before the night was old. And then the elves took Mickey Mouse home.
come back sometime on a polar flight to pick up your plane,
they said, and Mickey promised that he would. So, if some of your Christmas mail last year was dropped down the chimney Christmas Eve, or blown in under the door, if some of it had a special look, now you know the reason why. And how amazing is that? To realize that that could have happened, huh? I love it. And it is also, say it with me,
the end.
Wait.
That isn't a maybe it didn't happen. It actually did happen.
Of course.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.